Is being an empath a personality dysfunction? Let's talk. Let's sort this out right here and now. I get asked the question if empaths, or the ability to be an empath, is a personality disorder. And that's really a good question because it's not normal, right? It's not normal to be able to have this ability to connect to people. And, you know, could it be that this is the disorder and all of us common people are the normal? So let's just talk about this. Empaths have the ability to connect way further than the common person. Way, way, way further than the common person. And you and I both know if something is different or odd. You know, let me just back up and say, in high school, I was the guy in high school, small high school, grew up in a small high school. I was the guy who traveled to another state to do my clothes shopping for high school, right? You know, it's just a funny thing, but I come to school and I'm wearing these different kind of clothes. And I would get called the freak in the hallway. I would get teased by the other kids because I wasn't wearing the same clothes that everybody bought in the same town. I was the different kid. I did get voted as best dressed, but it was so funny because they literally mocked me and teased me because I was the different one. And that's just how we do this as people. When something's different, we tend to make it look like there's something wrong with it. So is being an empath a personality disorder? Well, no. I don't think it's a personality disorder because really, an empath really has a high awareness. This is beyond what you could do, you know? And let me ask you a question. Don't you wish you had the ability to connect to your kids, your spouse, your loved ones at a deeper level? Don't you wish that you had high awareness of yourself and what's going on around you? So before you call this a personality disorder, notice that what an empath can do is something you keep wishing for. Something you keep wishing for. The other thing to consider, you know, if you're wondering if it's a disorder, is an empath can literally connect the dots. You know, there's this and this and this and this, and where a normal person can't see how those dots go together, an empath in one moment can go, oh, I see the connection. I see how they relate. So really, if you're going to call this a dysfunction in a personality, maybe this is something else you want. You want the ability to connect the dots. So I think maybe what you want to do is instead of mocking and teasing somebody who has some levels of empath abilities, and instead of thinking it's a disorder, maybe it's time that you go, well, maybe I want to do this too. Maybe I want to make this happen. Now, the last one here I want to share, that I don't think this is a disorder. They have the above the common abilities. You know, they are somebody who literally is more connected than we are. I recently met a very high level empath, and oh my goodness, they knew me instantly. As soon as they walked up to me, they go, hey, Kirk, hey, did you know, blah, blah, and then she's talking about me. And it's like, oh my word, how'd you just figure all this out? Now, I understand empaths. I have mentored, coached, and trained them for years and years and years on how to improve their skills, how to get organized with their skills, so they don't feel like they're a weirdo, and they can actually benefit and help other people benefit from their gift and talent. When she walked up, though, I was kind of, you know, playing and teasing with her, going, okay, you're an empath, aren't you? And she goes, yeah, how could you tell? And it's like, well, I'm a level of an empath, but not as high as she is. Because she was crazy, ridiculous, cool. But something that both of us got into a conversation about is that normal people think and they believe that their thoughts actually stay inside their head. And normal people think that their emotions that they feel inside stay inside their skin. And this woman and I were talking about having empath abilities, and And we just kind of giggled because it's like, people don't understand that your thoughts don't get stopped by your skull. Your thoughts leave your skull, fill up the room, go out the walls of your house, down the street, across the valley, over the mountains, and they keep going. Your emotions leave your body, fill up the room, go outside the walls of your house, go around your yard, go rolling down the street. So common people still believe that their thoughts and emotions stay inside their skin, and they can think and they can feel whatever they want because they think they're getting away with it. They really think they can get away with whatever thought they're thinking, whatever feeling they're feeling, like nobody's gonna know. I think the reason why people actually poke fun at impasse is they want impasse to go away, because impasse are proving that we can pick up on thoughts and feelings from people because they're on the outside of their skin. And I think the reason why people are saying that impasse is a personality disorder is so that they can make it bad and that those people are wrong. What I love about empaths is that they are proving we as people must learn how to control our thoughts. We as people need to learn how to control and manage our emotions because they are not private and they're not secret. Your thoughts and your emotions are not private and they're not secret. And as long as you think they're private and as long as you think they're secret, then you don't have to change. You can just live a life of a mess on the inside and nobody's gonna know. There are more empaths being born in the world today than ever before. And these empaths are here to help us manage ourselves, help you manage who you are by helping you recognize the messes and problems you cause in your life through letting random thoughts and random emotions just run through your house and rampant through your house, and you don't think it matters. But every thought and every emotion literally influences people in how they're gonna treat you. Every thought and emotion you have influences your income. Every thought and emotion you have influences how life comes back at you. Doesn't control, it influences. Your thoughts and emotions not only fill up today, but they're already rolling into tomorrow. It's already projecting into next week, next month, and you're already putting things in place based upon the way you think and feel. And what I love about empaths is that they can come into your life and literally help you recognize you need to clean up your thoughts and emotions. The ability to be an empath is not a personality disorder. It's a higher way of living. It's a higher way of being connected to the people you care about. What if we were all empaths? What if everybody was an empath? You know what would happen? Our society and the people we live amongst would live a higher law. They would live a higher way because we would all be careful about our thoughts and feelings, and we treat each other so much more nice. We'd be so much better to each other because we understand the relationship between thoughts, feelings, and life. You're gonna start to hear more of this. It's not something that's gonna go away. And if you are an empath, I hope you manage this skill and ability in a good way. I hope you manage this in a way that shows respect and honor for people around you, and that you use it for good. Because you could use it for bad, and you know where bad people go? You know where they go when they die. You don't wanna go down there, you wanna go up there. You don't wanna go down there. So if you do have these tendencies and these skills and abilities, use them to help people, because it really can help kids and parents and families and business owners. It really can help a lot. But yeah, no. It's not a personality disorder. It's a higher way of living. And just so you know, you have the ability to wake up that side of you. It's a gift. It is a gift. And it has to do with helping and serving people. And if you've ever sensed like you can be, you know, connected or in tune to people at better levels than the common person, maybe you start to talk about this, that it's good, and help people, because we all know the human race needs help. I can help you learn how to take this gift and talent that you have to be able to help people. You know, every gift and talent we have as individuals is to serve others. I have a class called Art of Mentoring. It is a 3-day live course here in Salt Lake City, and I can help you get organized in how to serve others. Click on the link below and you can read and find out more about this program. And if it's time for you to get organized in your life to serve people, register, and I will see you at the class. Now, if you can't travel, another great option is to join my monthly mentoring program. And that link is also here below, called The Rich and Rewarding Life. Click on that, it's super affordable, and that way you and I can stay connected with some monthly mentoring.